Well, the disability community has welcomed moves by the new Minister for the NDIS to pause the introduction of independent assessments. Linda Reynolds has announced she's shelving the reforms until after a current trial has concluded and after further consultation with NDIS participants. For more, I spoke a short time ago with our National Disability Affairs reporter, Naz Campanella.
Good afternoon, Sally. So the assessments would really change the way that people are either assessed as being eligible to enter the scheme, or if they are already a participant, it would determine the way that their ongoing supports and funding would be allocated. So currently, you go off and you get all the different letters and reports from your medical practitioners, and that's how you're assessed. With the independent assessments, you would undertake a 3-hour meeting with an allied health professional that you haven't met, and they would use a standardized assessment tool to really look at your support needs. And really, opposition across the disability community to this introduction of independent assessments has been building since it was announced in August last year. A lot of people in the disability community have been saying that they are being rushed through, there hasn't been enough consultation, that it's really a tick-a-box exercise. And many people are also particularly worried about, for example, people with cognitive disabilities. So we're talking there about people with acquired brain injury, intellectual disability, or autistic people who, for example, might not have the capacity to really explain their support needs. So, for example, you might be asked, can you go to the shops or can you dress yourself independently? And those people might answer yes, but they might not be able to explain the nuances of their disability that would explain that they need assistance to pick out their clothes before they get dressed or assistance to cross the road to make it to the shops.
What's the minister said today, Naz?
It's fair to say that the new minister, Linda Reynolds, it's fair to say that really this was an opportunity to reset the relationship. The relationship between the previous minister, Stuart Robert, and the disability community had become quite frosty. And so the minister today has come out and put a pause on the introduction of these independent assessments. Linda Reynolds says that she wants to consult further with participants of the NDIS, but she's also meeting today with her state and territory counterparts to discuss these issues. She says she's a really passionate supporter of the NDIS and wants it to continue for generations to come. We should point out, Sally, that there are 430,000 participants in the scheme at the moment, and obviously that is set to increase as more people enter the scheme. And Linda Reynolds says that obviously costs will go up, more people will enter the scheme, and it's important to make sure that the scheme is sustainable and fair and equitable for everyone.
What's the reaction been from the disability community? Has social media been running hot, Naz?
The reaction has been pretty swift, Sally. So we've had a statement from a group of disability advocacy organisations, and they have welcomed the pausing of the introduction of these independent assessments. Really, they've wanted to have further consultation. They've wanted to be listened to. So although they want more detail, this is a really sort of moment for them where they can be listened to and that there can be further consultation on this.
That's our Disability Affairs reporter, Naz Campanella.